Now, from the Dynamic Studios in Lansing, Michigan, the party is about to begin.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
I'm too old for this.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
The Retro Show is on the air. Here's Retro Joe.
Ah, the weekend is here, and it's time to get out the record collection from the 80s and 90s. It's top 5 month on the Retro Show. So far, I've done shows featuring songs that peaked at number 5, number 4, and number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. Tonight, it's the Terrific Twos. Every song on this week's show peaked at number 2 on the chart. And then, of course, next week, we'll do all number 1s. Let's begin number 2's week with the perfect party sentiment from the London trio of Jack Hughes, Nick Feldman, and Darren Costin. They never made it to number 1, but they got real close. From 1986, here's Wang Chung with their number 2 hit, Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
Now, more Retro Show with Retro Joe.
We are just getting warmed up on the Retro Show with our special week of only number 6 songs. This Canadian superstar's first hit came in 1982 with the number 84 song called Lonely Nights. His very next single reached the top 10, and Bryan Adams never looked back. He was off and running with a streak that included 20 top 40 hits in a row. From the 5x platinum album Reckless, here's Bryan Adams with his number 6 hit, Run to You.
We thought we'd pop in the cassette tape and rewind back to this one from 1989. The Retro Show with Retro Joe.
Happiness is when I think of you and...
It's a special Retro Show with Retro Joe. This week we're playing hits that peaked on the Billboard chart at number 6. The Retro Show with Retro Joe. We thought we'd pop in the cassette tape and rewind back to this one from 1985. Here's Retro Joe with this week's Retro Rundown.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
This week is the top 10 from August 26th, 1989. I'll get it started with the number 10 song next. But first, as always, let's hear the highest debut from that week on the Hot 100. Debuting at number 46 and headed for a peak of number 18 from his Batman soundtrack, here's Prince with Party Man. Paula Abdul was red hot in 1989, and she was about to score her third number one song with Cold Hearted. It was originally released as the flip side to Paula's first number one, Straight Up. This week, she's up a notch to number 2. All right, are you rubbing your hands together in anticipation? Well, I am, because I'm excited to bring you the number one song from August 26, 1989. The guy at the top of our chart this week began his career in 1987 with a song that peaked at number 3. A pretty awesome start for a 23-year-old from Chicago. His next release also made it to number 3. After that, he made it even higher with a number 2 song. And right after that, he finally made it to the top with his 4th hit. Then came another number 1 song, making it 5 in a row in the top 3. Well, he wouldn't stop there, and his 6th single would hit the top as well. It's the 2nd single from the album Repeat Offender, and it's riding high on the countdown. For the 3rd week in a row, the number 1 song in the country is Right Here Waiting by Richard Marx. Ah, there you go. Richard Marx at number 1 with his beautiful ballad Right Here Waiting. It still ranks as Richard's biggest hit with 3 weeks at the top spot in August of 1989. Richard Marx would go on to hit the top 5 yet again with his follow-up Angelia. If you're keeping track, that's 7 songs in a row that made it to the top 4. Well, that's it. The cleanup crew is here, but I've got another party set to go next weekend, so make sure you tell your friends and tune in.
Now, from the Dynamic Studios in Lansing, Michigan, the party is about to begin.
Let's get Mikey. Yeah.
Best of the best.
Number 5 is alive.
Where's the beat?
The Retro Show is on the air. Here's Retro Joe.
You have come to the right place for a retro good time. My name is Retro Joe, and it's time to grab those memories and get dancing with the best tunes from the 80s and 90s. And the 70s Disco Lounge is back this week. We'll take a trip there later in the show, and we'll top it off by counting down the top 10 from a great week in 1984. What a fantastic year that was. Let's get the dance party started in 1988 with this breakthrough smash from Paula Abdul. Here's Straight Up.
It's a 90s rewind on the Retro Show.
Rewind it!
1990.
Show.
As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
A 90s flashback from Daryl Hall and John Oates on the Retro Show. So Close was co-written and co-produced by John Bon Jovi, and the title was appropriate. They were so close to the top 10, reaching number 11 in 1990. Before Hall and Oates, it was another hit from 1990 by Jude Cole. His biggest hit was Baby It's Tonight, and it reached number 16. Ahead of that, Madonna with True Blue from 1986. Retro Joe with you, and up next, we'll bust out some Billy Ocean, Hit the Highway with Tom Cochran, and go back to 86 with Dead or Alive.
It's the Weekly Rundown,
1984,
on the Retro Show with Retro Joe. Number 2.
It's a Retro Show TV memory.
You take a look, you take a bag, you take a walk, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
Ah, from the old Zenith TV, that's actress and singer Gloria Loring with the theme from The Facts of Life. You may know Gloria from her six-year run on the soap opera Days of Our Lives, or maybe from her number two hit Friends and Lovers with Carl Anderson. The Facts of Life ran from 1979 to 1988 on NBC. Retro Joe with your weekend retro party. Here's one that was released in 1986, but never made the Hot 100 chart until 9 years later, and when it did chart, it peaked at number 98. But it still remained memorable through the years. Here's New Order with Bizarre Love Triangle.
Every time I think of you, I feel a song.
Another retro memory.
This is what makes time travel possible.
The Retro Show with Retro Joe.
I like the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
It's the Weekly Rundown. The top 10 from the Billboard Hot 100 on the Retro Show with Retro Joe.
It's the Retro Show's look back at the charts of the 80s. I'm Retro Joe, sitting in the DeLorean with the time travel coordinates locked in. August 10th, 1985.
Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
That was the day I invented time travel. I remember it vividly. I was standing on the edge of my toilet, hanging a clock. The porcelain was wet. I slipped, hit my head on the edge of the sink. And when I came to, I had a revelation, a vision, a picture in my head, a picture of this. This is what makes time travel possible. Flux capacitor.
Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, and Crispin Glover starred in Back to the Future, and the soundtrack's biggest hit was just 2 weeks away from the top of the chart. Up two spots to number 5 this week, here's Huey Lewis in the news with The Power of Love. Well, speaking of number 1, we have made it to the top of the chart for the second week of August. The dog days of summer were especially hot in 1985, and so was the music. The album Songs from the Big Chair produced 4 top 40 hits, the first 3 of which made the top 3 in the Billboard chart. Our number 1 song this week was written as a protest to the Cold War, and according to founding member Kurt Smith, it, quote, encouraged people not to do things without actually questioning them. People act without thinking because that's just the way things go in society. So it's a general song about the way the public accepts any old grief which is thrown at them, unquote. Well, the anthem drove the group to their second straight number 1 song. The top tune on August 10th, 1985 was Shout by Tears for Fears. Tears for Fears was right in the middle of their 3-week run at the top spot with Shout. From the special Retro Show collection, that was the UK remix of one of the most recognized songs of the 80s. In fact, Shout reached the top 10 in more than 25 countries, and it sold over 500,000 copies in the US. Not to mention, it was one of my personal favorites and will always be on Retro Joe's list of the ultimate 80s tunes. Well, time flies when you're shouting and having a good time. The party is ending for this weekend, but tell some friends to come back with you next week, and I promise we'll have more good times. The Retro Show is produced at the Dynamic Studios in Lansing, Michigan. I'm Retro Joe, and until next time, we'll look forward to looking back on The Retro Show.